You are listening to Amud B'Chazara with Congested Daniel Eisenberg, Masecha Shabbos, Staff Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. We'll start from the two dots at the top. We just started a new perek, one that we are familiar with. Actually, well, it depends where you daven. But if you daven anywhere, Nusach Ashkenaz or Edot HaMizrach, you will read B'Mevad Likin every Friday night, just about every Friday night. So we're a little familiar with this Mishnah. And now we're going to quote a Braisa that's related to the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanon kol elu sha'amru ein madlikin behed b'Shabbos. So everything that the Chachamim said that we couldn't use to light candles on Shabbos. Right, so the concern, we'll discuss a little bit more, but the concern is that there's certain things that they told us not to light with on Shabbos because they don't light well for whatever reason, and therefore someone might come to be over Mavir on Shabbos by tilting them accidentally. So there's a gezeirah in place. Certain things cannot be used for Shabbos. So the Braisa says, but from them, os aval osin mehen medura, ben leschavu kenegda, ben leishtamish la'ora. You're nevertheless allowed to use those things to make a madura, like a bonfire or really a torch over here, to make it into a torch, whether it's for heating purposes, to heat yourself opposite it, or whether to use it for its light. Bein al gabe karka, bein al gabe kira, whether it's on the ground or on a stove. And there's a thing on the side that says that kira might be menorah. Okay, so whether it's on the ground or it's on a menorah or it's on the stove, v'lo asu ela lasos mehen psila l'ner bilvad. The only iser that we're talking about in the Braisa was making a wick for a candle alone, but not for a madura. Rashi explains. Rashi just explained, but the reason for that is that as we said. The whole concern of using these things is that it's going to go out, but we don't have a concern that a torch is going to go out. There's so many wicks to a torch that we can rely on them not going out. There's no iser made for madura. Okay, v'lo b'shevan kik v'chulei, and you can't make an oil. You can't use oil of kik. So my shevan kik, what is that? Remember back in the day when I was sitting next to my brothers in shul. When we get to this word. Whoever would be the fastest would kick the other one. Meshem and kick. The only reason we've stopped is we usually don't daven together and shul together. It's not because we any of us gained maturity since then. So what is shem and kick? Amar Shmuel shel tinhu l'chol nachose yama. I asked all the chevra ha'goat to see the seafarers. V'amru li, and they said to me, of echad. There's a bird, ofechad yesh bekrachayam, v'kik shemo. There's some type of bird that's found by the seas, I don't know, a seagull, whatever it is, it's called a kik. And the oil is made from that kik somehow, from that bird. Rashi says, shemen shel ofechad, nosin b'ner. The oil is made from this bird, and it's called a kik. Rav Yitzchak bereid, we're going to see a few opinions to what kik is. Maybe like four, something like that. Rabbi Yitzchak Breider of Yehuda Amar Mishcha de Kaza, it is oil of Kaza. Rashi says it's a shemen she'osin migarine tsemer gefen. Tsemer is wool. Tsemer gefen is cotton, right? The wool of the vine. So tsemer gefen shekorin cotton. Oh, Rashi says it right here, cotton, right? So this is a cotton oil, cotton seed oil. That's what kik is. Rish Lakish Amar Kikayon de Yona. It's from the Kikayon of Yona. Rashi says Kein Osa Shel Yona. It's not Yona's specific Kikayon, right? In Sefer Yona, after Yona delivers the message, and everyone does tshuva, he makes a sukkah for himself, and then there's Hashem plants a Kikayon. This tree, and he sits in its shade. So the Gemara says the Kikayon of Yona, that's Kik, is short for Kikayon. And Rashi just clarifies, it doesn't mean that specific one. It means in general, that perhaps that species became known as a Kikayon de Yona. Vilat Saluvi, Amarava Barbarahana, Lididi chazili kikyon de yona. I saw the kikyon of yona, or this plant. Velitz luliva dummy. And it's similar to lutz luliva. Okay, if you know what that is. It's lutz luliva. So that's what this that's what the kikyon looks like. Or is similar to. Umine de Pashke Rave. And it gets big, it grows from the Pashke from like swamps, from like marshland, marsh like the water of the marsh, right? But Batse Amayim Hugadal, right? That's where it grows from. The Ol Pum Chanusa Medalon Yase. And they go up and put it on the entrance of stores, right? That's where what the merchants do. Rashi says letzel v'lereach tov, because it provides a good shade and a good smell. Uma faratzid matzuruhi avde mishcha, and they make oil from its seeds. Megarinov, says Rashi. Okay. And ube anfaiho, anfohi, naichan kol briche demarava. And in its branches rest all the briche demarava, all the, Rashi says briche archolin of the West. So people in Eretz Yisrael, so this kikyon tree has many roles, right? It looks like a lech leliva. It grows like in like the marsh, like from the moisture of like swamps. People use it at the entrance of their stores for shade and for smell. People can make oil from it, and sick people sit in its branches. Maybe I can sit used to kikayon tree. Amar Rabba says psilos sha'am ruchacham ein madlik ben b'shabbos. So the reason that you can't use these psila, these wicks that the Chacham said, is that the or is misach seches. Rashi says kamo sakin paguma misach seches bebasar she'en oro zakuf v'noach b'malkam echad. It's not like straight. It's a lashon of sakin, which like kind of cuts the meat. It has ridges or something like that, but it means that the light is not zakuf; it's not straight up, and resting in one place. Ella nidach v'kofetz, it's flickering. These oils produce a flame that flickers. And lishna acharina misachsachas behen ina nechneses tocha psila ella saviv mivachutz kemo sachsacha avanim. So either the oil doesn't go well into these wicks; the wicks don't drop oil well, or the wicks produce flickering flames. Either way, the bottom line is that they're not such good. Whatever sakshagas means in particular, they're not good to have straight flames, and therefore someone might come to tilt them. Now, and he also says and masakas bahem shmanim shamru chacham in madlikin bahem. So we spoke about the wicks, but the oils that this you can't use, because it's not drawn out after the psila, meaning these oils don't get sucked into the wick well. And so it's a similar problem. Rashi says, "Va'asi lehatos," and someone might come to tilt them. So the same problem with the oils and with the wicks. Abaye, me Rabba, so Abaye asked Rabba. Rabba just said the statement about psilos, about shemanim. So Abaye is going to challenge him. He says, he's going to ask a question first. Mar b'shemanim, are you allowed to do to increase shemanim? Shemar chachamim ein malikin ben b'shabbos. So mahu sheyitin l'sochan shemen kol shehu v'yadlik, is a person allowed to take regular oil and put it in one of these oils that you're not allowed to use, and then light it, right? So would that work, right? Meaning the Shemun Shem Ruchah come in Likibed Meshabbos. So Mashi Yitin L'Sochan Shemen Kol Shuvi Yadlik. So Mi Gazrinan, is there a Gzeira that the Chazal made that Dilma Asilad Luke Beinayhu Olo. Do they make a gezera that maybe is going to come to light it, meaning these oils, on their own or not? Be'en is like it, that them, it's their themselves. Meaning, if you have shemen zat, like if you have good oil and bad oil, you mix it together, so perhaps that will produce a good flame. But maybe you would say that we're concerned that there's a gezera that if I put good oil with this oil that's not halakhically usable, then I might come to use those oils on their own. So is there such a gezera of mixing good oil with not good oil, and you're not allowed to do that because you might come to use not good oil by itself, or maybe there is no gezera in this mutter? So Rabbah responds, Amar lei, ein madlikin. No, we're not allowed to. My time, so yes, why not? V'yish ein madlikin, because we don't light it. So it sounds kind of like because I said so, right? That's what it looks like. We don't do that. Rashi says, Be'nehu v'gezirin ha'atuha. Because we don't light them on their own, and therefore the gzera is on this. Meaning, he's not exactly saying, I told you so. He's saying, no, there is indeed a gzera, because we don't light these things on their own, and therefore we don't light other things, we don't light even if there's good oil mixed with it. And that's what he responds. Yeah. So far, so good?
Yep.
Okay. So Amar Lei... So Allah, so Amr Leim, Malikim, Etaim, Lefi, Shein, Malikim. So Esve, so Rabbi is not letting answer that. A krach davar, Shein, Malikim, Bo. Agave davar, Shein, Malikim, Bo. Eid, Malikim, Bo. If you wrap around something that you're, and light with it, on top of something, wrap around something that you're allowed to light with, around something that you're not allowed to light with, Eid, Malikim, Bo. You're not allowed to do that. You cannot take something, an unusable wick, and wrap it around a usable wick and light that. That doesn't work. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel responded to that in this brisa. Shel beis abba hayu korchin besila gabe egos madlikin. In my father's house, they used to wrap a besila around an egos, around a nut, which is not a usable wick, and they would light with it. Ketani mihas madlikin. So it teaches that, nevertheless, they would light. So we see, Abaye says, look, Rav Shimon Gamliel's family, they would take something that you could, an unusable, halakhically unusable wick, and wrap it with a halakhically usable wick, and that was fine. So why are you telling me that I can't do that with oils? So he responds, Rabbi says, Amar lei. Adamosaft li mid Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. While you're trying to refute me from that which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, say inuhu mid Tanakama. You should rather be supporting us, me, my, our opinion from the Tanakama. Right? You quoted a brisa. The Tanakama said that you are not allowed to mix it, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, well, in my father's house, we used to wrap the psila around the negos, around a nut. So it says, Rabbah, you're telling me that Rav Shimon, like, oh, you see, Rav Shimon Galil goes against you. I'm saying, okay, yeah, shkoyach, look at the Tanakama. The Tanakama is clearly in favor of what I'm saying. So why are you refuting me with this price? Rather, you should be proving it to me. Saying, oh, Taka Rabbah, we have a proof. Rabbi, I have a proof. So hello, Kasha. Rabbi says, no, it's not a question. Maisa Rav. Right? This is called what's called Maisa Rav. Maaser Rav means that Rashi says Ho Meid Shekach Hayu Shal Beis Aviv Osan Alachahi, that since he testified that this was the house of his father, we do the halacha according to that. Meaning that what is even more I guess authoritative than a halachic ruling, halachic opinion, is evidence of following of that halachic, of a different halachic opinion. So we have the Tanakhama, but then we have like a full out testimony about the previous generation, what they did. So that's called Maaser Rav, and that's going to be even stronger than his opinion. So we call welcome Kasha, but nevertheless we still have a question. My. So what are we talking about here? Lav lehedlik, isn't it talking about lighting, and therefore, if Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel's opinion is authoritative, And we have so clearly we're allowed to. So it seems that we're talking about lighting, that you're that you're allowed to take a wick around a nut and light them, and therefore it would seem to like the same halacha would be for oils. So you could mix different types of usable and unusable wicks and usable and unusable oils. That it would seem to be the case because our brisa seems to be talking about where you're lighting. So really, Rava would respond, "Lo lahakvos." That's no, it's not to light, it's to float. Meaning the walnut wasn't there as a wick, the walnut was there as one of those like silver circles to keep the wick afloat. Right? I could show you what it means. There. I have a set over here. Oh, here we go. One of these things, right? So this was the nut. They back then, I guess, they used to. It makes sense. You couldn't go to your local makolet and buy these little metal. These are like silver foil, whatever they are, with the cork under it.
So they're floating wicks.
Floating wicks. Yeah. So they used to use nuts. So that's what Rabbi Gamliel was talking about. Not to light it. We're not lighting wicks. Like usable, unusable wicks. So, right. The question in the Gemara was really setting up for the answer. It's like my lav lahadlik. Oh, isn't it talking about lahadlik? And then we said no. Like, of course, that was the assumption. But no, it's not so simple. Rather, it's talking about lahakvos, right? To float. So the Gemara responds. Abaye says, "E lahakvos, my time at the Tanakama." So if we're only talking about floating here, why would the Tanakama disagree? What in the world is wrong with that? He's not talking about the right. The Tanakhama said you're not allowed, right? What Rav Shimon Gamliel did, you're not allowed to mix usable and unusable wicks together. So, but and that's what Tanakhama says. If we're only talking about floating, we're not talking about lighting, why would Tanakhama prohibit this? So, about Rav responds, okay, you're right. That's a good question. Rather, the entire Brisa, cooler Rav Shimon Gamliel, the whole entire Brisa is Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel are actually both Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'chasuri mixra v'hachi k'tani. There's something like missing from the Brisa, but this is how you're really supposed to learn it. One second. So the Halachic Kitani. This is how you're supposed to learn the Brisa in a new way where both paints are becoming out. This is how it goes. Krach davar shemadlikbo algabe davar shemadliknbo enadliknbo. Okay, so that's the Tanakhama. Bamed dvarim murim, what are we talking about here? Lahadlik, that's specifically lighting. Ava lahakvos, mutter. But lahakvos, that's fine. Sharbishim magamliel omer shel beisava hayu korchen pesila gabe egos. So we see that this is what the Brisa really meant. The Brisa meant that it's only a problem lahadlik, but lahakvos is totally fine, as we see, Rishim magamliel indeed did that. And now both opinions are, both statements are not conflicting opinions, rather it's two different topics, but both according to the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, Eini, is it true? V'amara Rav Bruna, amar Rav, chilev mehutach v'karve dagim shenemochu. So, that's still problematic, because Rav Bruna said in the name of Rav, that if you have chilev, like this chilev mehutach, and the innards of fish that like namach were like dissolved. Chel mahutach is translated as tallow, which I looked up was right. It's pondar in old French, pondar, but it's like some like animal fat. So if you have these things, adam nosin l'socha shem and kol shehu, you put even so these things are not usable as oil halachically, but if you put a drop of oil into them, nosin l'socha shem and kol shehu madlik. You can light it. So, Han, so over here, right, you're telling me that we can't mix good oil with this bad oil and light, but I have resources as you can. Rav Bruna. So, Han, even Mishchi Be'naihu. So Rabbi would respond that no, these types of oils, these are oils that can essentially, they themselves on their own, even without the good oil, draw it up. Vahani lo mimishchei benayhu, but the other things that meaning the other oils that we said are prohibited, those don't draw it up. So if it's the and vegazer abanon al chelav mehutach mishum chelav she'ena mehutach va karve dagim shenemuchu mishum karve dagim shelo nemuchu. So these things that we said we're not allowed to use, right? This the karve davim shenamuchu, the chelav mehutach, this type of like tallow, and the innards of fish that dissolved. So these oils are really themselves usable on their own. Therefore, if you put a little bit of oil in them, a little bit of good oil, they're usable. Now, why can't you use these oils in the first place? The innards of fish that are dissolved in this chelav she'eino mehutach. So the answer, says the Gemara, is that these v'gozer rabbanan al chelav mehutach mishum chelav she'eino mehutach. That there's a gzeira on the chelav mehutach, which is right. It's like this melted chelev, this melted animal fat, this tallow, on chelev she'enam hutach, if it's not melted, that would be a problem. And on val karve dagim shenamuchu mishum karve dagim shelo namuchu. So, meaning that why are we allowed to mix a little bit of good oil with this this melted fat or dissolved fish innards? Where we're not allowed to use dissolved fish innards or melted fat. Why? So why are we allowed to mix a little bit of oil with it? According to Rabbah, you shouldn't be allowed to mix good oil with bad oil. The answer is that these things, these types of oils themselves are actually good oil. They actually work. They're usher to use them midrabanan because of similar oils that are not good. Meaning that chelav mehutach, melted fat, that works on its own. Chelav she'eino mehutach, fat that's not melted, is not good oil. So those are usser because they don't work, and they're even other oils that are similar to them, even though technically they're good oil, they would work, but because it's similar, we're going to usser those as well. In those cases, the chelav shemahutach, that should work on its own, so it's only asher midrabanan. I mean, all of it's asher midrabanan, but the oils themselves are actually good oils, and they're asher because we don't want to mix them up with the chelav she'eino mehutach. So those, if you put a little bit of kosher oil, then that's okay. However, and the same thing for the fish innards that are namuchu, that are dissolved. So those would be. Theoretically, those would work, but because of those that are not dissolved, so that Chazal asserted even the ones that are dissolved. But if you put oil in those, a little good oil in those, it's fine, and this therefore Rava works out with this. Now the Gemara just asks, "V'lizernami chelav mehutach v'karvei dagim shenemuchu shenasan l'sochan shemen mishum chelav mehutach v'karvei dagim shenemuchu shalonasan l'sochan shemen." So why don't we just also asser those? Right, we should say that okay. Well, since you asered chelav mehutach because of chelav she'eino mehutach, and well, chelav she'eino mehutach, you're not allowed to even put good oil in and mix it. So we should say the same thing, and you should also not put oil in good oil in chelav mehutach. Meaning, like it's if we're concerned, then go all the way. Like when it responds, he goof a gzera va'ana nikum. It itself is a gzera va'ana nikum v'nigzer gzera. The gzera, we're going to get up and do a gzera for a gzera, and perhaps even a gzera for a gzera for a gzera. If you think about it, right? Because we have there's a gzera. You shouldn't use these oils because you might come to tilt it. So that's a gzera. And then we say not only these oils, but even oils that are similar to these oils, even though this oil is technically good, meaning chelav she'mehutach because of chelav she'eino mehutach. And you're going to tell me that, and I can't even put a little bit of good oil in the oil that actually technically works, but that's midrabanan, because I might come to put good oil in an oil that doesn't work on its own. Like it's so far removed. We're going to do gzeira for gzeira. So that's the response, and therefore, it looks like Rabba's position stands. Okay, Tani Rami Barchama Psilos Vishmanim Shemar Chacham Ein Malikim Ben B'Shabbos Ein Malikim Ben B'Mikdash. Wicks and oils that the Chazal said you can use on Shabbos, Oh, sorry, you cannot use on Shabbos. Ein medlikim enim b'mikdash. You cannot use this for the menorah in the base of mikdash. Mishum shneamar, because the pasuk says lahalos ner tamid hu. Ner tamid. Pasuk says that you're supposed to light a ner tamid. The menorah is supposed to be ner tamid. Hu tani lav or hu amar la. So he taught this brisa, but then he also said it, meaning he explained it, the logic. Kadeshi tehei shall have es ola me'aleha. So that the oil, so that the flame should be able to go up on its own. Veloshi tehei ola al yidei davar acher. And it shouldn't have to go up because of something else. That the lashon of laha alos, as opposed to laha dlik, let's say, is used because there's an extra message of that you need to light it in a way that it'll be able to light on its own, and it's not like constantly requiring something else. So it needs to be a good oil, a good, consistent, strong oil. Couple of just nice scopic points. First of all, this one is quoted in regarding chinuch a lot, that the avoda of chinuch, as a rebbe or as a parent, or teacher, is that you want shetehei shel heves ola me'aleha, that you want the student to be able to, that the flame of the student to be able to stand on its own. That's the idea, that the way teaching, it should never be that you should teach, you know, full dependency. Like the goal of teaching is that someone should be able to do it on his own, not rely on the teacher for everything, to be able to get there on their own. So this is quoted in Chinuch a lot. And just another Hashavik point that I just thought is very nice and deep, it has a lot of panemius implications, is the fact that the same halachos apply for the light of Shabbos, for the Shabbos candles, and for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, further connecting the home on Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash. That right, the Beis HaMikdash is in space what Shabbos is in time. It's a thought that's discussed a lot. And you know, having your you have your shulchan, which is like a mizbeach, and having salt, part of the idea of having salt on the mizbeach. So we know that the menorah and Shabbos candles correspond to the menorah based on that, and we see that halacha, it's true as well, that the same types of oils that could be used on that may be used on Shabbos were maybe used in the Beis Mikdash, and those that cannot. So further, like a halachic support, strengthening that beautiful concept discussed in Panemius. Okay. Tanan, we learned. So we learned in the Mishnah, Mibalai mechnisei kohanim umehemnehem hayu mafkiin. So from like the worn out pants of the kohanim and mehemnehem, their belts, hayu mafkiin, when they were tear, says Rashi, says Korean, umehen madlikin simchas beis hashoeva, and from them they would light the simchas beis hashoeva. Right? There's a Mishnah in Sukkah. It's close. It's at the end of Masechta Sukkah. It talks about simchas beis hashoeva, and it says what would they do? That they would that their worn out pants and I think maybe belts as well of the kohanim. They would use that for wicks to light up all the lights in the simchas beis hashoeva. So this is actually a problem, because included in that, Rashi shall kilayim heim dechsiv es ha'avnit sheish masar v'tcheles ragavan. Tcheles imrahu, but tcheles, right, they were made of tcheles, and that's wool. V'tani la'el, in Shabbos, hosivo la'en shal tzemer, lifsol. So we learned earlier, previous daf, that you're not allowed to use wool to light Shabbos candles, and therefore, you can't use it for Beis HaMikdash candles. And we see over here that in this Mishnah and Sukkah that says that they used wicks from the clothing of the Kohanim, which had wool. So how is that possible? So the Gemara responds, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shani. Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not a good raya. Rashi clarifies, Dilok siv lahalos ba v'lav deraisa hi. It's not even a mitzvah deraisa, meaning the strict laws of the high standard for the lights of the Beis HaMikdash, which mirror those of Shabbos, or really probably Shabbos mirrors those of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is a deraisa, Shabbos candles is a derabanan. So that was said regarding the menorah. That's not said regarding the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, all the lights. That's a derabanan, maybe halacha Mishnah Sinai to some degree, but there's no obligation deraisa for the lights. Let's say that, because Simchas Beis HaShoeva is alluded to. Or to some degree at least in the Torah, but and I think it's a halacha Mishnah Sinai. But the lights, certainly not. Therefore, there's a different standard for the lights of the Simchas Beis Shoeva as opposed to the lights of Shabbos candles and the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash. Tashma, let's try here another proof. Titani Rabba Bar Masna, Bigdi Kahuna Shebalu Mafkino San. So this Brisa says that Rabbi Rasan taught that the clothing of the Kohanim that wear out, Mafkin and the Osan, Umehen, Hayu, Osan, Psilos, the Mikdash. It says they would make the wicks for the Mikdash. That doesn't mean B'Simchas Beis Shoeva, that means for the menorah. So, my, Lav de Kilayim. So, aren't we talking about the big de Kahuna that are Kilayim, which therefore include wool? Lo, the boots. No, we mean of that of linen. Meaning, right, so meaning that there are different types of clothing of the Kohanim. Some had wool in them, and some were just straight-up linen. And we're talking about the straight-up linen ones, which is usable wicks. So this Bryce does not refute anything. We have... okay, we'll hold it here, because the next three lines then begin the sugya of Hanukkah. Right, so all the Hanukkah Gemaras that we're familiar with in my Hanukkah is on the next Amud, and it all begins there. So I'll wish you a Freilich and Hanukkah now, and have the Rav continue tomorrow.